Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Nun Dalet. We are on the bottom of page 410. Shin Nun Dalet is Dine Bor V'Ashba B'Rishus HaRabim, the halachos of a pit and a garbage in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Bor B'Rishus HaRabim V'Chulya Sevivo. If there is a pit in the Rishus HaRabim and there is dirt surrounding the pit, im omid besoch arba tfachim l'Rishus HaYachid. If this pit is within four tfachim of Rishus HaYachid, so mutter l'malos mimenu l'Rishus HaYachid, you can draw out water from this pit into the Rishus HaYachid. Afilu ein hachulya gavoa asara. Even if the dirt around the pit is not 10 tfachim high. This will all be explained in the Mishnah. Vim hu rachok arba'a mirishus hayachid. If it is four tfachim from the rishus hayachid, so ein memalan mimenu, then you cannot fill up water from the pit to bring into the rishus hayachid. Elim kein tehei hachuya gvoa asara. Unless the dirt around the pit is going to be a height of 10 tfachim. Now, if you look at the pictures across from Reish Vav, just to get an idea of what's going on, so the person is basically in the house, or like picture number four, he's outside the house, but there's a bore that's a Rishus HaYachid, and he's drawing out water to bring it to a house, which is a Yachid, so it depends whether there's four tfachim between them or not, and that will determine the din. And now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, will explain everything in great detail. Sifkoton Aleph. So he said a bor b'rishus harabim, and there's a chulya around it, hainu karka sevivos habor. So it's a little ground that is around the bor. No saints sevivosav lahakiv kiminchoma. So you make, like we see in the pictures, you make a little bit of a dirt wall around the bor. So then we said it depends. Im omeid b'soch arbat tfachim l'rishus hayachid. If the bor is within four tfachim of the rishus hayachid, so then it's no problem. You can draw water out from the bor into the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im omeid, hainu habor atzma. What it means to say over here is the bor itself, meaning not the chulya, as the Shaar HaTzion points out in Aleph, the im habor rochok dalet tfachim in akosel. If the actual hole in the ground is four tfachim from the wall, ach shachuya m'may tashir, just the dirt area around the bor makes it less than four tfachim, lefa'omim yeh osir, sometimes that's going to be osir. Kigoni machuya eino gavoa gimel tfachim in ha'aretz. For example, if the dirt is less than within three tfachim from the ground, the bata l'gabe karka, then it's going to be nullified to the ground, the havri rishus hayochid. It'll get a din of rishus harabim rather. So it has to be that the four tfachim is between the airspace of the bor and the house. Sivkotan gimel. So then we said, if it's omid besoch arba tfachim, the kevan shu hefsek pachos me arba tfachim ben habor lahakosel, since there is less than four tfachim between the bor and the wall, lo darsi ba rabim klal, the public is not walking by there, it's too small to have people walking by, the alkein have a makom tur. So we want the area between the bor and the house to be a makom tur. That way, if you're drawing out water from one rishus hayachid to the other rishus hayachid, it's from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid over a makom tur, and that's why it's mutter. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, if katan dalad lemalos yimenu rishus hayachid. So if there is less than four tfachim between them, then you can fill up water from the bor to the rishus hayachid pirish. May also tzad shu samach rishus hayachid from the side of the bor that's closest to the house. Bein shu omeid bein akosa labor. Whether you are standing like in picture number four between the wall and the bor, umotzi hamayim abor, you're drawing out water from the pit. Umanicho rishus hayachid sheetzlo, and you're bringing it into the house, which is the rishus hayachid next to you. Ubein shu omeid b'bay. Or whether, like in the other pictures, you're standing in the house, umishalshel hadli labor, and you're lowering down this dli into the pit, dera chalon habayis, through the window of the house, v'chozer umachniso labayis, and then you're drawing the water from the bor back into the house. Mutter in both cases. V'atam v'chozer, the reason for all this is, the motzi mirishus hayachid, l'rishus hayachid, dera makam tur. Since the bor is a rishus hayachid, the house is a rishus hayachid, between them is less than four tfachim, so it's a makam tur. So it's mutter, you're passing from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid through a makam tur, which is mutter. It doesn't matter if you're standing in the house, which is the other rishus hayachid, or you're standing between them, which is in the makam tur. Either way, it's going to be mutter. Sivkotan hey, afilu ein achuya gvoa asara, even if the dirt around the bor is not 10 tfachim high, rotzalomar ki'im b'tzeiruf habor. It just means that the chulya alone is not 10, rather with the bore, with the depth of the bore, plus the height of the chulya, together reaches 10. Afilu hachi havi rosh hasayochid. As long as together the pit and the chulya add up to 10, that's a rosh hasayochid. The bore v'chulyasom mitzarfin lasara, because the bore and the chulya together join for 10 tefachim. V'hu adinim lo haya chulya klal, the same din is true. We're saying over here, if there was no chulya, there was no dirt around the bore at all, v'haya habor bi'atzmo amon, even if the board itself was 10 tefachim deep, same thing. The point is, we want the board to be a Rosh Hashayachid. It doesn't matter if the Rosh Hashayachid 10 tefachim is coming from just the board and the chulya, doesn't matter. As long as you have 10 tefachim, it's a Rosh Hashayachid, and this din will apply. Then the Mechaber told us, but if there is 4 tefachim between the boar and the house, between the two Rosh Hashayachids, so then you're passing through a place that's not a Makom Tur. It's going to be through a Carmelis, or maybe through a Rosh Hasharabim, and that gets more problematic. So it says the Mishabura, Vim Hurachok, the Hashta Usal Makom Lav Makom Turhu. Now the area between them is not a Makom Tur. Ella Rosh Hasharabim. He's discussing a case where it's a Rosh Hasharabim. So now you get a problem. You can't pass from the boar to the house unless the Chulya itself is over 10. And the Mishabura explains, Ein memalim emenu sifkatan zayin, afilu derech alon, even through the window, dekamitalta merishas hayochid, merishas hayochid, derech avir rishas harabim. You're going to be passing from rishas hayochid to rishas hayochid through the airspace of rishas harabim, which is not allowed. The afal gav she'agodo biyado asr, even though you're holding on to it, you're not letting go, it's still going to be asr. Sifkatan ches, elim kein tehei, unless the chulya itself is ten tefachim high. Why does that help? If the chulya itself is 10 tefachim high, so when you get it over the 10 tefach chulya and you're going through the Rosh Hasharabim, you're in the Rosh Hasharabim over 10 tefachim, which as we learned is a makom ptur. So now what you will be doing is passing from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim through a makom ptur that's over Rosh Hasharabim, which is mutter. So says the Mishabura, the oz memela hadli sheshoi boholech lamala me'asara, shesham mikom ptur. That area over 10 in the Rosh Hasharabim is a Makom Tur. The Imkain, and if so, Mimalei Mirosh Hasayach, the Rosh Hasayach, Derech Makom Tur, and that's why it's Mutter. So again, if the boar and the house are separated by less than 4 tefachim, we don't care how high the chulya is, because anyway, it's less than 4 tefachim is a Makom Tur. If the area between them is more than 4, we're against the Din of Rosh Hasharabim, then we're Makbid, the chulya has to be over 10, so you're not going in the airspace within the bottom 10 of the Rosh Hasharabim, you're going above that, and then it's Vaiter going through a Makom Tur. Zok the Mishabura, not only does the chulya have to be over 10, but the window has to be over 10. So the whole time, this pitcher, this dli, this bucket is going over the Rosh Hasharabim only in the area that is a Makom Tur. The lo ra hadli klal avir Rosh Hasharabim. If it's going over the chulya that's 10 tefachim high into the window over 10 tefachim high, it's never dipping below into the Rosh Hasharabim. Then the Mishabura says, the ha'omeid b'rishus harabim, one who is standing, new case, a person is standing in rishus harabim, u'mishalsha dli b'chevel l'so chabor omok asara v'rochav arba'a, and he's letting down a bucket with a rope into a pit that's 10 tefachim deep, 4x4, u'mimalei mayim, and he's drawing out water. So you're standing in rishus harabim, and you're drawing out water from a bore that's a rishus hayochid, u'motzi l'rishus harabim, you're taking the water out into rishus harabim, that is chayiv, you will be chayiv achatas, that's regular hotzah, from the bore, which has the dimensions of Rosh Hasayachid, into the place where you are standing, which is Rosh Hasharabim. The afti al hadli ein lechayvo, and even though on the bucket itself, and akim mechayvim, mishum shelohotzi hachevel mitachas yodok sharido labor, you never let go of the rope. So therefore, there was never a hanocha in the Rosh Hasayachid, to have an akira in the Rosh Hasayachid, to have another hanocha Rosh Hasharabim, because you never let go of it. But al kopanim mishum hamayim ish l'chayvu. But you're still chayv achatas because of the water. Because the water was resting in Rosh Hasharabim. And through the dli, you're lifting up the water. You're doing an akira. And you're putting it down to Rosh Hasharabim. You're doing an acha. That would be an issa deraisa chayv achatas. To ha'okar hamayim ish l'chayvu. You uprooted the water from the Rosh Hasharabim. And you brought it to Rosh Hasharabim. Vafilu im seviv habor lo hoya Rosh Hasharabim ra karmelis. Even if the area outside the board was not a Rosh Hasharabim, rather it was only a karmelis, gam kein yesh li zorim izeh. You still have to be careful to not do this. The alkoh ponim yisurika. You're still carrying out with an akira and anacha from the Rosh Hasharabim into the karmelis, which we know is an iser derabanan. Next case. Udali hatalui be'etz aruch. This is picture number 6. a regular case of a well that has a long piece of wood on top and there's a dli hanging down. Like we do for our be'eros to draw water with. And it's hanging down inside the airspace of the be'er. Even if it's above the be'er, in the airspace of the be'er, even if this bucket was filled with water from before Shabbos, you didn't uproot the water from this well on Shabbos, you still have to make sure not to take it out from the airspace of the well and put it down inside the Rishus HaRabim that's outside of it. Because even though you didn't do the Akira, because the water was in the bucket before, but the Maisa was over the airspace of Rishus HaYachid, and now you're doing a Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim, that would be doing a hanacha, which is an iser derabanan. The afilu la'achso ba'avir saviv ha-be'er gamkein mistabek ha-primogadim emutter. Even if you want to take it out from the airspace of the be'er, not put it down, but hold it in your hands outside, that is a suffik of the primogadim. Note number 7 explains what the suffik is. He writes, v'yesod sveiko bir ashon alochos. Ashon alochos explains this suffik of the primogadim. Ha'im chachomim osru lasos hotzol levad below akira v'anacha. In this case, you're not doing an akira or hanacha. It was in the air of the well, it was in the dli before Shabbos, you didn't know Akira, and now you're taking it out over the Rosh Hashanah, you're not putting it down, so you're not really doing an Akira or Anacha, you're just taking it out from the airspace of Rosh HaSayachid to the airspace of Rosh HaSarabim without an Akira or Anacha. So the Prima Gadim has a suffix, is that going to be Asa or not? We know just an Akira or just a Hanacha is for sure Asa Drabanam. Did they Asr or Hutzah without either of them? That is the suffix of the Prima Gadim. For Ha'igli Tal Kosav, Shalom Matsinu Shagazr Bazech HaChamim, he said this would not be Asr. We don't find Chazal being Gozer on a Hutzah when there is no Akira and there is no Hanacha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz. Ashba Bershus HaRabim. An Ashba is a garbage dump. In a Rishus HaRabim, Shagavoa Asara Urechava Arba'a. It's 10 Tfachim high and 4 by 4 length by width. It has all of the dimensions of a regular Rishus HaYachid. So Im Hishal Rabim, if this garbage dump belongs to the public, Mutter Lizrok Lo Mirishus HaYachid HaKarov Lo. You're allowed to throw garbage from a Rishus HaYachid nearby onto this pile. Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, that's Mutter. The Ramah says, we're not worried that maybe the item that you're going to throw is going to roll out of the garbage dump into the Rosh HaSarabim, and then you come to carry it back to the garbage dump. We're not worried about that. You'll carry in Rosh HaSarabim. Because after all, it's a garbage dump. So what you're throwing out is garbage. It's something that's disgusting. And therefore, we're not worried that if it rolls out, you're going to go get it. You're going to leave it there. And therefore, you are allowed to throw from Rosh HaSayachid onto the garbage dump that's also Rosh HaSayachid. So Dr. Rav Moh, we're not worried it's going to roll out and you'll come to carry. The Mechaber ends up and says, but v'im hishal yachid, if this garbage dump is a private garbage dump, so then it's aser. Why? Mishum di yachid asuri lefanos ashba shalo. Because a yachid normally will empty out and clear out his garbage dump. And we're worried that you might come to throw things out on the garbage like you normally do. Now the garbage is not there. The garbage dump is not there. In a public garbage dump, as we'll see in the Mishavura, we're not worried it's going to get lower than the dimensions of Rosh Sayachit, so there's no concern. But a private garbage dump, which people tend to clear out once in a while, so then if you're used to throwing it out there, we're worried you're going to throw out on Shabbos into an area that has been cleared out, and you're throwing from Rosh HaSayachid to Rosh HaRabim, and therefore you can't throw things into a private garbage dump. Says the Mishabura Sef Katan Tas, Asba Rosh HaRabim, this garbage dump in Rosh HaRabim, the Momedes B'Karmelis, I am the Prima Gadim. We're talking about a case where it's in the Rosh HaSarabim. If it will be in a Karmel, let's look in the Prima Gadim. Shegvo Asara, the public one is 10 Tfachim high. The Imlo Hoysa Gvo Asara, if it wasn't 10 Tfachim high, Shem Karmelis Aleha. It would only have a Shem Karmelis. Va'asr Lizrok Aleha Rosh HaSayachid. The only reason this is Mutter is because you're throwing out from a Rosh HaSayachid to a Rosh HaSayachid. But if it's going to be in a Karmelis, So then it's going to be, if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's going from a shliach to a karmelis, so that'll be also, the garbage number will be a karmelis. Shal rabbim, if it's of a public, if katan yud aleph, the rabbim mashlichim sham shavcheim vizivleihim. The public is throwing out there their garbage, their excrement, so katan yud beis mutter lizrok, well, you can throw there. Va'afilu im ha'ashwa mufleges merakosel arba tefachim. Even if, from the Rosh Hashayachad that you're throwing to the garbage dump, that's another Rosh Hashayachad, there's more than four tefachim, is still mutter. V'yesh ala hefsek shebeneim shem Rosh Hashayachad. And even though the area between them, which is more than four tefachim, has a shem Rosh Hashayachad, which we saw in the last sif, can cause problems, over here it's mutter. Afilu hachi mutter. Lizrok al ha'ashba mechalon shebabayis. You can still throw things out the window onto the garbage dump, Rosh Hashayachad to Rosh Hashayachad through Rosh Hashayachad. Why? V'rak shiyah ha'chalon gavo ha'sorim in ha'aretz. As long as your window, again, is above 10 tefachim, the garbage is above 10 tefachim, so if you're throwing from your window to the garbage, it's only going over the Rosh Hashanah above 10 tefachim, again, that's a makam tur, Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat through a makam tur is mutter. So as long as the window is over 10, the garbage that we're discussing is of the rabbim, it's over 10, so therefore we don't worry about the Rosh Hashanah between, because the thing is going over the Rosh Hashanah through the makam tur. Kedei shetia hazriko mirosh Hashayachat lirosh Hashayachat derech makam tur. Umash akasam mechabra karuvla, that which the mechaber says that the garbage dump has to be close by. That's only coming to exclude a case where the garbage dump is far from your house. Then you shouldn't make a long throw to the garbage. Because then you might not throw it accurately, it might land on Rosh Hashanah. Again, we're not worried, like we said in the Ramah, that it will fall off the pile and then you'll come to carry it. We're not worried about that. We're just worried, push it. You might be throwing from Rosh Hashanah to an area that's a Rosh Hashanah. So it has to be an easy throw, lav dafka within four tefachim, because the area there anyway is a makam tur, because you're over 10, just you don't want it to be too far, that's going to land directly into the Rosh Hashanah. Sivkatan Yud Gimel. Hakarovla, the Ain Tsarach Eruv Kevan She'ein Badiorin. Zaktim Shabura, we know from a Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid, you need to have an Eruv between them. We discussed this already, and we'll have this in much greater detail. But in this case, the garbage dump doesn't have anyone living there, so it's not a gay and Eruv. The Eruv is when you're joining together two people's houses, their dwelling places. When one is a house and one's a garbage dump, no one lives in a garbage dump, you don't need an Eruv, so that's not factored in over here. Sivkatan Yudala, the Ramah said, we're not worried it's going to roll off and they'll come to carry it, because things that you throw into the ashba are meusim. Kilomar, she'ain tzarach lem, you don't need them, you're getting rid of them. V'lo osi la'asuye achar kach afilu im yipol. You're not going to come to carry it afterwards, even if it falls down into the Rosh Hashanah. Sivkotan tesvav, we said at the end of the machaber, that if the garbage dump is a garbage of a yachid, it's aser to throw things out from your window, because the garbage dump of a yachid is asuri lefanos. It's normal for it to be cleared out, and you might come to pour things on it, kedarkin, like the regular way. The same way you threw it to the garbage when the garbage was there, you might throw when the garbage is not there. Ma she'en kein ba'ashba shel rabim, which is not a concern by the ashba shel rabim, lo nimluchi ma'asos ha'ashba. They don't change their minds from making the public garbage dump a garbage. U la'olam tia gevoa asar tefachim, and we can assume it's always going to be 10 tefachim high. Sharei kol hayom ha'shlichin kulam shavcheyem v'zivleyem sham v'lo telsa gova. Everyone is constantly throwing their junk into the public garbage area, so we're not worried it's ever going to go down below 10 tefachim, therefore there's no concern. Mashenkin, the ashba shayachid, it gets cleared out once in a while, and therefore you're not allowed to throw it out even if it's high, because you might come to throw it out when it gets lower, and that will be a problem of throwing from Rosh Hashayachid to a karmelis or to a Rosh Hashanah. That concludes Shinnun Dalet, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will begin Simin Shinnun Hay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.